All right, well, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that the Right Side Way is brought to you every single day by attorney Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, 30-year veteran in the practice of law, and, oh, by the way, the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way, and I'll tell you more about Stan McDonald here in a few minutes. So, here's the thing. The other day, the lovely Charlene and I, we were traveling. At some point, we stopped for gas and coffee, and I decided to pick up a protein bar. So I went through all the selections of the various brands and the styles and waded through there looking for one that would not taste like iced cardboard, also not be filled with diabetes-inducing sugars. I finally settled on one that claimed to be cookies and cream flavored. That's fine. I made my purchases, headed to the car. I was about to pull out of the parking lot when I grabbed my 4 ounce of protein-packed sustenance, and I couldn't help but notice the package actually had some additional information that left me with more questions than answers. Because you see, as I read it, I realized that apparently my 30 grams of protein cookies and creams bar was really just a flavor-inspired bar. What is that? Flavor-inspired? What does that even mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means I bought fake food. Fake as a snake oil salesman. Fake as a magician at a 10-year-old kid's birthday party. Fake flavor-inspired food. I mean, how did they actually become so inspired to make a bar of sustenance using flavors that were so unreal in their reality that the label had to read flavor-inspired? I'll be honest. I don't like fake stuff. It bugs me. Flavor-inspired. Reminds me of a time when I was a kid and I succumbed to one of those ads that made everything seem so cool. You know, the ones you saw in the comic books and all of it? We're talking back in the 70s, when leisure suits were actually called stylish. We're talking about the time when comic books sold you the idea that you could buy a dehydrated pack of shrimp larvae because they were called sea monkeys. And they would magically form the lost city of Atlantis in a fishbowl right there on your dresser. It was a time when everything goes in advertising. And it was no different when I ordered what had to be the coolest record album ever. Saw it on TV, had to be real. Sensational 70s hits. Oh yeah, with songs like Convoy and Love Roller Coaster and more. I mean, you'll be cool. Bring your record to the party. All your friends will be amazed for the low, low price of $19.99. This two-record set by the original artist will be on your hit list forever. Well, I was saving up my allowance and birthday money. Yeah, I did. I was going to have the coolest album ever with all the greatest hits of my time and all sung by the original artists. Except, imagine my 10-year-old surprise when I got the album in the mail, and it didn't quite sound right. But the guy on the TV, he said it was all sung by the original artists. Yep, you guessed it. That was the name of the cover band that did the recording. The band was called The Original Artists. So they really weren't lying, I suppose, but let's be honest, that album was as fake as a $3 bill. It was the music industry version of a flavor-inspired bar. I hate fakes. Original artists. So having said all that, I got to call out the latest fakery mixed with quackery mixed with Hollywood Botox and spandex. Did you see Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin company just launched a glam group into space? It was news without being news. I mean, Blue Origin is a real company with a real mission and really solid engineers who just allowed themselves to become nothing more than a Saturday Night Live skit this past weekend. For reasons that no one can really explain. Although I do have a theory that I'll get to in a minute. You see, Blue Origin decided it would be cool to launch a crew of elitist society women wearing custom-designed, form-fitting blue spandex and big hair into space. Sort of. For like, several whole minutes. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, fake, fake, fakety, fake, fake, McFake, fake. Did I say fake? The so-called crew was made up of pop singer Katy Perry, TV personality and Oprah's running buddy Gayle King, film producer Carrie Ann Flynn, and Jeff Bezos' glam wife Lauren Sanchez, who allegedly, by the way, designed their barely functional astronaut suits. There were two actual smart women on board with NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bowe and bioastronautics research scientist Amanda Wynn. Well, they were billed as the crew of the Blue Origin NS-31 mission from their West Texas launch pad, but in reality, they weren't a crew. In reality, they were nothing more than a Vogue magazine bunch of cover passengers. Not allowed to touch anything, don't hit any buttons, strap yourself in for the 15-minute ride. And that was cool, I'm sure it was. Better than Space Mountain at Disney World. But was it really a space mission? I mean, are our lives better here on Earth now since Blue Origin launched Charlie's Angels into a brief foray above the Kármán line at the internationally recognized boundary of space? Yeah, they went 62 miles up, they floated for a few minutes, they popped canopy, and they landed right back on terra firma. Mission done. It was all the rage for the few elitists and news-hungry socialites who don't want to watch real news. And guess what? In attendance at the launch was Orlando Bloom and Oprah Winfrey and even Khloe Kardashian, all there for the big event. Well, now. And the interview that they did with Elle Magazine, that's E-L-L-E, Elle Magazine, before the flight, it was very telling. Yes, by the way, that's Elle Magazine, not Scientific American or Smithsonian or some engineering journal for academics, but Elle Magazine for fashionistas and cosmetic surgery specialists. Katy Perry, she told the pre-flight interviewer for Elle Magazine that it was going to be so glam. And Gayle King said she hadn't felt like that since childbirth, and I don't know what that means. But it was the interviews afterward, though, that led to some awkwardly embarrassing refrains that actual Blue Origin scientists are now cringing over. You see, Katy Perry said her short trip to space, wait for it, made her, quote, connected to that strong divine feminine. Strong divine feminine. She went on to praise her team's rigorous training. Wow. Perry said she felt love when she came down. This is her quote. She said, "You're like really finding the love for yourself because you got to trust in yourself on this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down for sure. And you're feeling that strength." Yeah, I don't know what all that word salad means, and I don't think she does either. But the social media world, boy, they ate it up. One person on X said, "Katy Perry and some other random women were just launched into space on a Blue Origin rocket for no reason other than to waste money and to virtue signal about women. And I'm all for venturing into space," the person said, "but this wasteful wokeness does not help." Let's be honest. Here's the thing. If Jeff Bezos called me tomorrow and asked if I would care to take a flight to the outer edges of the atmosphere at no cost to me and give me a great photo op and a cool spandex suit that makes me look 10 years younger, I'd probably take him up on it. But that ain't going to happen. And truthfully, this joyride by a bunch of chicks in space, it probably shouldn't have happened either. Because there was no point. Yeah, I take it back. Maybe there was one point. Just one. Okay, maybe two. You see, what really happened, in my opinion, is that Blue Origin is tired of playing second fiddle to SpaceX. SpaceX is owned by Elon Musk, and they just rescued actual astronauts who were trapped in space. SpaceX has been launching rockets and then catching them on a giant scissor pad as they glide down and land on a dime. SpaceX has been getting all the attention, so Bezos had to do something. So what could he do to get some love? What could he do to show the world that Blue Origin is really still out there working to bring cutting-edge space travel to the private sector? I know. Let's show the world that I trust my system so much that I'm willing to risk the life of my own fiancé. "Hey, hon, what are you doing Monday? How about I pay for you to have a girls' night out? It'll be fun. New outfits, lots of selfies." Meanwhile, what he really did is mask his true intentions. It was surely a promotional event because, let's be honest, he got some press. It was surely a technology event because, let's be honest, they actually launched an honest-to-goodness rocket into space. But it was also a fake. And Jeff Bezos, if you get down to it, was willing to put his own fiancé at risk for a PR stunt. He was willing to pretend this was okay. Just routine, but yet not routine. It was a space launch version of a flavor-inspired bar. A musical compilation sung by the original artists. It was a snake oil salesman who let his need for his company to be remembered as a viable alternative to SpaceX become a company that is willing to put their loved ones' lives at risk needlessly just so the press will pay them some attention. That's gross. And I hate fakes. And let's be honest. These chicks in space were no more than that. They were fakes. They didn't do anything except have their pictures taken and their celebrity status used. Jeff Bezos, though, he might be the biggest fake of all, because he was willing to strap the so-called love of his life and five of her besties to a 100-ton Roman candle and just hope for the best so they could get a photo op for his company. And I hate fakes. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.